How about, these are different terms for illnesses, like where you, your joints hurt.
Gout,
okay, or...
bursitis.
Yeah.
Gout, bursitis, arthritis.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you have to have your appendix taken out? You have what?
An appendectomy.
What's the illness called?
Appendicitis.
Do you remember hearing any other terms for that?
Other than appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really don't. What's another term?
Cramp colic? Or
no, never heard that.
Cramp
colic? Or appendicitis?
They say it someplace. I haven't found anybody yet who knows it. Different terms for like feed something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up.
You throw off or you vomit. You have, you want all the words I know for that.
Well, there might be some that would be considered more polite, and then again, there are some that you would use jokingly or consider
you
more
want the jokingly crude words.
What's some more of those? You have to, let's see. We're talking back when I was in college. I think that's what we used in college. Barf. Have you got that down there?
Not. You're the first person who's
What is some more down there?
There?
I'm curious.
Puke.
Oh yeah, no puke.
Yeah.
But I would not use puke.
No.
Mm-mm.
That would be too cruel.
Unless I was in college or something, mm-hmm. You know, you were talking to, you know. There are times and places for everything.
Mm-hmm. Upchuck.
I know upchuck.
Mm-hmm.
Upchuck, throw up, barf, puke, vomit, throw up. Regurgitate.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a vocabulary test?
Something like that.
Now you understand some of these I would not use. You do understand that.
Which one would you use?
You mean just if right one. Now I had
mm-hmm.
I was sick, I'd probably just excuse myself. I probably wouldn't say, Ellen, I really have to go throw up.
What if you were saying that your child was sick last night, that they throw up probably would be the...
I don't know how I would put that. I would probably, if I were talking to you and had a child that was sick, I would probably just say they had an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I was up all night, you know. I don't know. It would depend on how well I knew you. You know, I feel like I know you real well now.
After all this. Okay. How about any place that you know of that people would say was haunted?
I'd say it was
there
haunted.
Any local legends
oh,
of
yes.
any particular
yeah. oh, yes.
homes like downtown area?
Oh, yeah. Lots of haunted houses with ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And